Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg, they say the best things in life are free, and that includes some free music, including Pony and the Pancake.
That's right. It's the end of the summer, and everybody's wallets are depleted, and the Alive at 5 concert series is over. And so what is there to do for free? But there's lots, actually. There's lots and lots of good stuff still out there this summer for free, including the big Hudson Music Fest this weekend. It actually starts, I think it starts just in about an hour. It runs at 5 o'clock here on Friday, and then it runs all day Saturday starting at 10 and Sunday starting at 12. It takes place at, I think, about 17 different venues all throughout the city of Hudson. Restaurants, parks, tents on the street, nightclubs, art galleries, there's a whole bunch of great music. And one of the bands that's going to be playing there Saturday at 3 o'clock is Pony in the Pancake. And let's listen to a bit of the appropriately titled Summer Moments.
Catch the sun rising in the sky. There goes your girl. It's summertime. Take her out, a walk in the park. By the pond, give her your heart.
Pony and the Pancake Summer Moments. They're playing at the 7th Street Park in Hudson tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock. It's all part of the Hudson Music Festival. And continuing on that Hudson Music Festival theme, bluegrass. No, beargrass.
Beargrass.
Glue.
Yes, beargrass. Actually, and they're actually performing on the same stage at the 7th Street Park down in Hudson at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And the other thing I wanted to note is that Pony and the Pancake and Beargrass both will also be playing at RestFest the following weekend at the Center for Contemporary Artists in Troy. And that's not a free show, but it is something like $25 for 2 days of 20 bands. So It's like it's almost free.
Pretty close.
So if you don't get a chance to see Pony and the Pancake or Beargrass at Hudson Music Fest, check them out at RestFest. And while we're at it, let's listen from their album Stories in Books, Beargrass Glue.
We just were nothing good or great. We were made of nothing great or grand. We could not make it if we tried.
Beargrass Glue from Stories in the Books, 5 p.m. tomorrow, the 7th Street Park in Hudson, all part of the Hudson Music Festival. And one of the all-time favorites locally, the Luster Kings, still going.
Yes, Mark Gamsjager and the Luster Kings just keep on keeping on. Great rockabilly swing, very danceable music, and you got your choice next week. They'll be playing 6 o'clock Monday up in the Adirondacks at Thurmontown Park. And then again the next night at 6 o'clock, right up there too, at the Stony Creek Town Park. And then Thursday at Hazlitt Park over in Fort Plain. So you got a lot of chances to see them. Mark and the boys bring the rock, bring the swing, bring the twang, as you can hear with a little bit of That's Showbiz, the title track of their album.
Sorry, kid. That's Showbiz.
It must have taken 10 minutes to write this big hit song. But I've taken it around to all the guys in town. Gotta find a company. Won't you take a chance on me? Won't you please sign me? Get behind me.
The Luster Kings, That Showbiz. Title track of the 2004 album, playing at 6 p.m. That's Monday in Thurman Town Park, 6 p.m. Tuesday in the Stony Creek Town Park, and 7 p.m. Thursday in Hazlitt Park in Fort Plain. And moving on now to Sensimaya.
Yeah, we'll shift musical gears here for a little bit of Latin jazz from Sensimaya. Their wonderful album, Shake It, and they'll be playing Wednesday at 12 noon on the Empire State Plaza, right at the base of the Egg, which actually the show is a sort of a dual-purpose show. It's part of the Egg's Made in the Shade of the Egg series, which takes place at noon every Wednesday all summer long. And it's also the kickoff of Wednesday's New York State Food Festival at the Plaza, which features a whole bunch of food from all around New York State, as well as a bunch of live free music from the Blind Spots, Soul Session, and headliner Eddie Money. And that all begins at 5 o'clock, but get down there early at noon on Wednesday and hear Sensimaya. I'm sure they'll be playing the title track of their album, Shake It.
Wednesday, the noon hour at the Empire State Plaza in Albany, all part of the New York State Food Festival. Sensimaya will be playing. Again, that's noon Wednesday, Empire State Plaza at the Egg. And wrapping it up to Lake George for Out of Control, who are back together again.
Yeah, they took a bunch of years off, but Out of Control, some of you may remember them as Out of Control Rhythm and Blues Band. But they're playing up at Shepherd Park in Lake George as part of the Lake George Arts Project's weekly Wednesday night concert series, which is just, it's a beautiful place to see a show because the stage is set up there and the lake is right behind it. It's a very nice little amphitheater in the park, which is right in the middle of town. You can't miss it. It's always a good night at Shepherd Park, and you can bet that Out of Control will be shaking it up with the title track of their album, Shake the Nation.
It's tough to get an answer, nothing new. Hold on, get something real. Now we're standing in the court of mass appeal. The world is watching what we do. So shake the nation, shake the nation.
Out of Control, formerly the Out of Control Rhythm and Blues Band. They're back together, and they're at Lake George, Wednesday, August 20th, 7:30 p.m. at Shepherd Park. It's all free, and something else that's free and it's really great, too, is Nippertown.com. And
yeah.
We're talking to the webmaster of Nippertown.com, Greg Hames, who comes by from time to time and gives us a taste of what's playing locally. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great summer.